We're going to read this evening from Psalm 100. It's a very short psalm. It's a good psalm. I have tried over various periods of time to learn some scripture, and Psalm 100 is a psalm that even I have managed to learn 90% of. So I think most, if you set your mind to learning a psalm, Psalm 100 is okay. I learnt it from the NIV, so it always throws me when I read it from a different version. Elva, I hope I'm not going to embarrass Elva. Elva also knows Psalm 100, but she knows it from the Authorised version, which is slightly different as well. But however, this version begins: "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." As I said at the start of the service, it's not necessarily a psalm of praise, but it's one that shows us how to praise, or at least how to approach God. And it's one that I'm sure we've read many times, that we're aware of. I was conscious this morning when we were singing the song, "I Reach Up High, I Touch the Ground," that some people might find it an awkward song to sing, because we can be quite self-conscious of such things, and children enjoy doing actions. I never really do. I remember holiday club Sundays having to be at the front doing the actions to all sorts of songs, and I was always very self-conscious of it. But when we're at Pioneer Camp and we sing such a song, and I've mentioned it once today, and you see 105 children all singing a song, doing actions that if they were on Instagram, they probably wouldn't do, because they'd be too self-conscious. But the joy on some of their faces is truly wonderful. And there should be such a joyful element to our praise of God. And as I said this morning, if you compare how sometimes we feel when we are feeling compelled to show joy, and sometimes, I know I do this, burn with self-consciousness, that we can't show the joy because someone might look at us and think we're not taking something seriously enough, or something like that. I don't know what it is, but I know that it stops me, and I have been in many situations with my hands firmly in my pockets, refusing to look as if I was joyful at all in worship because I was too self-conscious. But if we compare that to the picture of David in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14, it's a great contrast to the way I feel sometimes. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14, which says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn." We have David, the king of Israel, dancing with all of his might. We have David and all of the house of Israel just making a noise out of true joy for the Lord. They were so glad that the Ark of the Covenant was coming home, that joy was overflowing. If any onlooker was looking at them, that's what an onlooker is, they would be aware of the great joy in the hearts of David. So much so that verse 16 continues, "As the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, a cake." I don't need to read that. Verse 20. "David returned to bless his household, but Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself before the eyes of the servants as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly does. And David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me above your father. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do exactly as David did, but you cannot deny the joy that David was experiencing and displaying compared to the cringing embarrassment of his wife Michal, who looked at him and thought, what on earth are you doing? And I know that very often in my Christian life, I've been much more of a Michal in that situation than a David, one who is uncomfortable with the displays of joy, compared to David, who didn't care what anyone else thought, but just wanted to worship God, just wanted to worship the Lord with great enthusiasm. And that's where we get to as we come to Psalm 100. Psalm 100 begins, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise. Some translations render that as shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. We're not necessarily even talking about singing here. Just making a joyful noise. Just being excited and passionate about the Lord. I remember being in primary school and we used to have to sing in assembly, and there's a song and I can't remember any other words, but one of the lines goes, and a win for my home team. And we were forever told off in assembly for shouting that line. I don't know why this happened to be. And we were told we should sing it nicely, but everyone was very passionate about shouting for a win for their home team. Often we shout for joy at certain things without making recognizable noises. How often do we shout for joy as we approach the Lord? How often do we just praise Him so that anyone looking at us would be confused as to what was going on? It's so easy to be self-conscious. And this doesn't necessarily, I don't think, just mean making a loud and pointless noise. You can make a noise in other ways. Sometimes there's an expression, isn't there, to make a noise. If you were to send an email of complaint into a company, it might make a noise. I'm not saying that's what we should do, but sometimes we should just make a noise for the Lord. Make it clear that there is a Lord. Make it clear that there is a God to people. Not necessarily just through loudness, but by making a noise, by telling people about Him, by showing the joy we have of our salvation in our lives. Exclaiming God's greatness when good things happen, passionately and enthusiastically. How often do I do that? We have made an effort in our home to try and thank God and be excited about what God does when He does it. But so often our self-consciousness gets in the way of exclaiming God's goodness and God's greatness. The psalmist says, make a joyful noise. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. We should be joyful. He has done so much. We owe Him so much. And we have such a great future. It should make us full of joy. Joy that cannot be contained, but bursts out in joyful noise. Then we see the psalmist goes on, and this theme of joy, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. It's one thing to say serve the Lord, but it's another thing to say it with gladness. We touched on this a couple of weeks ago, I think, where we read the words that say, give hospitality to one another without grumbling. I can't remember where we came to that from. But it's a similar idea. How easy it is to serve the Lord and grumble about it. How easy it is to drive to church on a Friday night at the end of a week and think, I really don't want to run these youth clubs. How easy it is to come to clean the chapel again as someone has left a mess in the pulpit from a children's talk that they thought was a good idea and didn't bother to clear it up and grumble. How difficult it is to serve the Lord with gladness. And yet as we serve the Lord, we are doing nothing compared to what He's done for us. He has done so much more than we could ever do. Serve Him with gladness. And then we see, come into His presence with singing. Obviously this was written pre-Christ. Everything's a bit different. We don't have to go into temple worship or anything like that. But how much does singing draw us near in our own hearts to God? What sort of songs do we fill our lives with? I find it a great thing to be able to sing songs of praise wherever and whenever I am, in the car, at home. And it just, the tunes go round in your head all day, the words you can't always get rid of. And how good it is to remind you of God's greatness. Draw near to Him, but have this constant reminder through the songs that we sing. I've said before, the song "Our God is an Awesome God," a very simple one, gets in my mind sometimes, but I can't get rid of it for a whole day. How good it is to fill our lives with Christian hymns so that we are constantly drawn closer to God in that way. Make a joyful noise, serve Him with gladness, draw near to Him with singing. Then we get to verse 3. And know that the Lord, He is God. Know that the Lord, He is God. How does that link to coming to Him with joy? I suppose for years and years, people went to their gods with trepidation. If you picture the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, deep down they knew He was never going to light that altar. And yet we have a God who is a God of power, a God of might, a God of greatness. Knowing that the Lord is God, the one and only, the one above all else, should help us approach Him with praise and joy. We often praise the greater thing. We often praise the thing that's better. For example, if I was to go and play football against Cristiano Ronaldo, the one that would be praised the most is not me. Knowing how great God is should increase our song of praise to Him. Recognizing His greatness, that He is above all else, should inspire us to praise Him all the more. And not only that, it is He who made us, and we are His. I've already said we owe Him so much. It's He who made us. And yes, God made us physically, we see from creation. But I think there's more to it than that. God made us who we are spiritually. For without Him, we cannot be close to Him. We cannot be part of His family. We wouldn't be in the position that we are in. We wouldn't be in the position we are in as His people without Him making us spiritually pure, spiritually perfect, without His spiritual redeeming and regeneration. It is He who made us, yes, both physically, but also spiritually. It's He who enabled us to be close to Him. And therefore, we can say, we are His. We are His people. How good it is to know that we are His. How good it is to know that we are the sheep of His pasture. We thought about sheep and shepherds a few weeks ago. We are the sheep that He cares for and He provides pasture for. We are His. As we come to the Lord and we recognize that we are His people. He loves us. He cares for us. He redeemed us. Surely it should help us to make a joyful noise to Him, to serve Him with gladness and come into His presence with singing. The psalm continues, and I'm not going to speak for much longer. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. How do we approach God? Thanksgiving, praise. We have much to thank Him for, much to praise Him for. Is that the song that's on our lips? Why do we praise Him? Why do we thank Him? The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. We thought about that a little bit this morning with Jacob and Joseph and their Egypt trip. God's love endures forever. It never ceases, it never changes, and it never ends. Therefore, we know that He is worthy of our praise. He will never do anything to disappoint us. He will never do anything to show us that we shouldn't be praising Him. even if we look at the lives of Christians who are exalted today, sadly, time and time again, great Christians of our day are brought down by mistakes or temptation. God never will be. In Him and Him alone can we give all our praise. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. Amen.